Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me
And good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise on the radio. And you're welcome to join us anytime on the phone. Dial 888-808-8637. That's our Super Talk line and our C Spire text line. Hey, we'd love to get texts from you at 601-879-4395. And also you can pick us up on so many different type of any type of media, social media that you may have, whether it be your smart TV or your computer or your who knows, people wearing watches nowadays that tell everything you'd ever want to know. I don't have one. But at any rate, yeah, you can watch us or listen to us or do anything during the week as well. All sorts of ways to get a hold of us on Super Talk. This morning we're talking about fixing up your home and repairing it and making it the best that it can be. And at about the 10:30 segment or the second segment, we're going to have a guest of Josh Quick is going to be on board with us by phone and talk about Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions and how important that is to the well-being of any house that's on a crawl space foundation. We'll talk a whole lot more about that as time goes on. But this morning we're just going to yak about a whole bunch of different things, and I thought that I'd start with deck kits, because I've learned so much about deck kits in the past 2 or 3 weeks that they're available from the big box home centers in just about any form that you want, and you can pre-order them already built or out of pressure treated or out of metal or with ramps. And I mean, I've seen them anywhere from $600 to like $15,000, depending on where you want to go. But the easiest and the least expensive deck to build is a ground-level deck that's not attached to the house. And you can do this yourself. It's a great first project or an early project for a handyman person or handy person to get involved in learning structure and learning how things lay out. And building a ground level deck is an easy thing to do. First, you must decide, how big is it going to be? Are you going to make it rectangular? And make sure that you make it big enough for your grill and for maybe an umbrella and chairs and whatnot, so people can sit out there and enjoy it. It takes you off the grass in your yard and onto your deck, and it makes it just kind of special. And a lot of people are putting like canopies over their decks with all sorts of, if they don't build a gazebo, so to speak, which means it has a roof on top of it as well, or is an upper deck. But to build a ground level deck, the first thing you'd have to do is prep the ground. And to do that, what you need to do is you draw an outline of where your deck is going to be, and maybe use a can of spray paint to spray the perimeter of the area. And once you know where that deck's going to be at that point in time, then remove the sod, a layer of sod, and then remove the topsoil as well. And you've got to go down, about 2 inches anyway, at least that far. And once you get down that far and get it level, you have to make sure the ground is relatively level. It's hard to get perfect level, believe me. But get it as level as you possibly can. And at that point, what you'd do is you'd want to put on some landscaping fabric. Weed stop is really what they call it. It just lays out on the ground, and it's a weed stop, and it stops anything from growing through the ground into your ground level. Now remember, you're 2 inches below the grass level, so therefore this this landscape cloth or landscape mesh lays down there very nicely. Well, cover that over with a layer of, like, the best thing to use is like gravel. Gravel makes a wonderful bed for a in the ground or a ground level deck. Gravel it drains, it helps a whole lot, and it can do it. Once you've done that, you may find out that you may have to trench just a little bit so that your rafters will go a little bit deeper or your floor joists will go a little deeper in the wood. Now, another thing that's very important is keep in mind all of the wood underneath not only should be pressure treated, but it should be what they call ground level pressure treated. It should be ground. In other words, it's pressure treated a lot stronger to so that it can sit on the ground and not decay. Regular pressure treated or yellow wood or something like that is only meant for above ground usage, but they make plenty of pressure treated that is ground. It's going to meet the ground and it's going to have ground on it all the time, and that won't decay. So basically, that's what you want to make your floor joist system out of, if that is indeed what your floor joist is going to sit on the ground. And that's an important thing to do. It's also not a bad idea at this point in time. Maybe a vapor barrier. A vapor barrier would probably help any way you look at it. A vapor barrier is going to stop moisture from rising up from the ground and help hold the whole thing a whole lot. Once you've achieved that, the rest is really just figuring out the lumber you need. How far apart are your floor joists going to be? Are they going to be 16 inches apart or 16 inches on center, so to speak, or 24 inches on center? If they're 24, that's a pretty good space. And I would say if I were building my first deck and it was my first ground-level deck, I would probably use a 16 on center floor joist system. And once you've done that, then you actually take your rim joist and go around this whole deck and box the whole thing in, and then cover it with a deck board, like a 2x6 decking will work great, or 5/4x4 decking, round edge decking works really, really well. And there's a lot to be said about ground level decks. As I said, it's the easiest. It requires the less tools and the less maintenance in your thoughts on it. In other words, you don't have to really dive in and get into this thing like you do a regular above ground deck or that has posts that go into the ground and need to be sealed. And there's a lot to building a deck. But a ground-level deck is, like, the easiest one to build. So that's the best way to do it. Sometimes you can't get a hold of the gravel, or you're not going to use gravel. Well, sand works pretty well for lamps over the landscaping fabric, and it works, and it's also a drainage-type material. It really does work. It helps the thing drain a whole lot better, and that's necessarily what you need to do. So that works, and that works extremely well. And that's something that, you know, I think for a first-time do-it-yourself project, that's probably a good way to go. I think Lance was talking to me last week about a deck experience he had. Lance, were you involved with a deck experience last week somehow?
I've built some decks and done some deck stuff. I can't remember the conversation off the top of my head.
Yeah, but deck, it's a good experience.
I love building decks and you know, fences, especially the capped fence.
Yeah.
And, you know, figuring out how to do it by yourself.
Yeah, right.
That's always fun. You know, you're like, I need four arms, but I got two, so how am I going to figure this out? But, yeah, I love doing that kind of stuff. But no, my favorite is probably building a fence.
Yeah.
Deck, you know, it's kind of like doing flooring.
You have to think
a lot of squatting and knees.
And thinking.
But you got to have the level. You know, yeah. All that. But, no, the decks are fun. I've got to replace a pergola-style deck,
uh-huh,
that where it's older, and the base – joists have now gotten soft a little bit, and it's going to be time to pull those top boards off that are good and replace the 2x6 or 2x8s that are under there, and it probably will be a nice little project, heat of the summer type job.
Wow. Do you think that the posts that are actually – the
posts are good.
The posts are good.
Posts are good, but the 2x6s are – I think there was 2x8s actually that were used. I'm going to probably have to replace a couple of those after getting the lid off of it and – do that, and
your deck boards are in good shape?
Deck boards are brand new. Yeah, I put those on about 2 years ago, maybe three, and I've treated them quite a bit, and so they're healthy. But yeah, underneath that was I knew when I redid the top, it was probably going to be 2 or 3 years before I needed to replace the 2x8s. But one perpendicular side's good. The other side, where it received a lot of water, is softened up. Yeah, probably have to go get some braces and the little holders. They look like hurricane straps.
Yep.
But probably have to go that route.
Well, that'll do it.
It'll work.
It'll do it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it when I get a little. It's one of those you don't want to do, and it's 98.
No.
I should have probably done it on my week off, but I was.
We're all waiting for the fall so we can start our projects then. And a lot of people will.
I don't mind working. And as long as you take breaks and stay hydrated, and
I don't mind either. I don't want to be out there all day anymore. But I can do like an hour or two and work pretty hard outside and get plenty of liquid, plenty of fluid, and then get that's enough.
and it's kind of like with my dog. I make him take breaks.
Yeah.
And you gotta if you think about it, I mean, an animal's covered with hair, and they're actually conditioned
for sure.
The planet that they live on. We're not. We have all this bare skin and got to wear clothes and sunblock. And so I think we're more cautious sometimes with our pets than we might be with ourselves. I make sure he has plenty of water, and he takes air conditioning breaks, and I hose him off. I'm like, I don't do any of this for myself.
All right, you made me think of something, so I have to say it right now. My dog Bella is a golden retriever, and it's her birthday today. So I had to say,
"Happy birthday, Bella!" Yes. mine will be 11 months old on the 16th.
A pup, even.
Yeah, he'll be a year August 16th, and we actually share the same birthday.
Wow!
Not the same year, but obviously the same day.
So. And yours is August 16th. When? So his was when?
August 16th last year.
He's
a newbie.
I just had to ask you.
I've got a few more years. I'll be 50 this year. So, yeah.
Golly. I know. Pretty soon we won't be able to trust you.
I know.
I guess when we were young.
I'm counting my retirement money going, oh, my God, I'm going to have to work till I'm 140.
Yes. But if you long as you're working something that you love, it's a piece of cake, man.
Yeah. Like, everybody wants to be able to go, hey, I want to buy the RV and see America. I want to go to the beach house and all that. Like you said, I mean, some people, I know a lot of folks that would say they never wanted to retire,
but they enjoy working.
What they did.
They enjoy working.
And I think that's where I hope I am, is where you don't have to. If you want to, you can. But I'm scared of not being active. I'm scared of not having things to do and just kind of whittling down. And I'm one of those. I like to be active.
Well, I got to the point where I've seen enough of this country in touring with rock bands, so much so that I've seen a lot of the country. I don't really have the desire to own an RV and go traveling around and see.
Oh, no, not me. I'm just saying there's a lot of people. A lot of folks have those dreams.
They certainly do.
I'll get the RV and the wife, and we'll go have a good time, and we'll travel for 6 months. And, I envy folks like that have that wanderlust and get out and do those things. And
have that 250.
Because you better be a handyman if you've got an RV. Ask Gary about it.
That's right.
Gary's the handiest of handymen.
I've done some work on that RV before. Gary said to me, I got to replace this before Steve
sees it. Stuff all the time. He's like, I don't know how I'm going to get the refrigerator out of it. I'm like, what is it? Is it a Frigidaire? Like, oh, yeah, man, it's full size. You better be a handyman if you're going to have an RV or something.
Running an RV is not an inexpensive thing. I mean, to keep one on the road all the time is costly. For sure.
And they travel enough. Like, the crew will be in Dallas this week. Yeah. They're basically like the perennial RVers.
Well, did they do any traveling up to the Palmer home?
No, they were there. Yeah, we had on-site Thursday, amazing day, $334,000.
Yeah, that's great. I mean,
thank you, Mississippi, for showing up, out, and when the bell is ringing, y'all have answered it, and you continue to do this. We're looking forward to the 13th annual next year. Greg Bassett, the crew did an amazing job, and such a professional, heartwarming, caring, loving group of people to be associated and affiliated with. I couldn't say enough about the experience. I'm my first, just able to work the board. Wasn't anything I had to do other than enjoy the stories,
what was going on up there,
and watching what was going on, and the great things that they do for
it's,
the kids.
It's so different to what we usually do, and yet it's so yes. beneficial.
Well, you know, it's different. It's a different day of programming. I know the our listeners are like, oh man, a radiothon. But what great work this does. The great partnership between us and Palmer Home. It's an honor that we have to get to do this.
Definitely so.
And I know that it's there's so many people here that have been a part of it from day one.
Yes.
And you know, I haven't, but I can tell you what I was. Blown away.
Yep,
and not only the people that make this happen here and at Palmer Home, but the Mississippians that answer that bell and are ensuring that these young men and women have opportunity in front of them.
Yep.
It's a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing. All right. Well, a great thing the radio station
did.
Yeah,
they were there. The bus was there.
We've got this big RV bus. It looks like a rock and roll travel tour bus. That's what it looks like.
And Gary kind of looks like he'd be a rock and roll.
And Gary drives it all the time and maintains it. And he looks like he's a rock and roll roadie.
Like he could be a rock and roll roadie. He's like, I got this. Let me know. What, you want that over here? I got it.
And if you've ever gone on a road trip with him in that thing, you'll find out he is more like a rock and roll roadie than what you expect.
Awesome. Stories. And perspective he puts on things.
Oh,
if you're ever in a bad mood,
Scary Gary,
talk to Scary
it,
Gary. Your day has changed, and you will definitely be better off for it.
Scary, I hope you're in part of this because we're talking bad about you, man.
Well, if not, his nose is itching and his ears are twitching.
Really? All right.
Still asleep.
We better get back to handyman stuff, I guess. All right. We talked about a ground level deck, how easy it is to build, and how something I think everybody should be a part of. It's a great thing. Let me take a minute and tell you about Revel Hardware. Revel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. They do such a great job at Revel Ace Hardware. They have all the products that you'll ever need at many of their stores. And there are so many stores here in local central Mississippi. Revel Ace Hardware, great, great hardware store service. Golly, how do you even compare to this service to anybody? You don't. People look up to them and say, gee, I hope we can service well someday. They do such a good job. Plus, their outdoor power equipment center in Pearl. Revel Ace Hardware. Great people, great store. Open on Saturdays from 7 till 6. Go see my friends at Revel Ace Hardware. We're going to take a short break right here at Super Talk at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. Be right back.
Why is Purple Wave Auction the fastest growing heavy equipment marketplace? Our full service online auctions take the hassle out of buying and selling farm, construction, and fleet equipment. Thousands of business owners partner with Purple Wave each month to manage their equipment. Sellers count on our experienced professionals to handle the marketing, paperwork, and payments. And bidders trust in a marketplace free of reserves and hidden fees. Purple Wave is the turnkey online auction service you've been looking for. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Grammy Museum Mississippi is thrilled to continue its Big Night with Women in the Round, Tuesday, July 16th. Come and enjoy famous female singer-songwriters Ashley Cleveland, Karen Staley, Carrie Tillis, and Trisha Walker. This group of talented artists is sponsored by South Group Insurance and Visit Mississippi. A portion of the funds raised will support the music education initiatives of Grammy Museum Mississippi. To purchase tickets for this event or to find out more about current exhibits, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Next we're moving on, it was with me, yeah, me. And we'll be moving on and singing that same old song, yeah, with me, singing.
Yeah, if Joan says she does, and good enough reason to love rock and roll. All right, Buddy Sloat right here with you at the Build Mississippi Studios. My guest this segment is Josh Quick with Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, buddy. How we doing?
Man, great. How about yourself?
I am good, too. I love rock and roll as well.
I know, isn't it something? We all just kind of fell into that where that just makes us move. It's a good thing. Business is going well, huh?
Business is good. You know, this time of year is when our phone seems to start ringing off the hook, but humidity catches up with everybody, and it starts rearing its ugly head.
Yeah.
All of the symptoms and problems caused by humidity and crawl spaces, this is the time of year it really starts to peak, and so our phone really starts ringing this time of year.
I would think that by this time, just anybody who lived in a crawl space would have it encapsulated by now because we've been talking about it for years. But it's slowly catching up where that probably will be the issue in years to come. But right now, there's a lot to do.
There's so much to do. There's so many people. I'm just amazed sometimes because I still run across people and even contractors that's never even heard of encapsulation.
Wow.
They still don't know it's a thing. And as much as me and you are out here, you know, pounding the pavement and spreading the word,
sure,
and trying to explain to people about healthy crawl spaces, there's still so many people that don't realize the dangers that come from a dirt ventilated crawl space.
Really, really. I mean, it can really make your house quite unhealthy. I mean, it really can have an effect on your health as well by not having an encapsulated crawl space. That's so important.
You nailed it. The health and wellness of our family is obviously the most important thing. But what people see and what tends to be the most costly is the ill effects that it has on the structure of the home. And that when you start dealing with mold and mildew growth, rotten wood, I can't tell you how many times customers call me and say, we just replaced our hardwood floors for the third time.
Yeah.
And I got to do something different. And so now they want to encapsulate their crawl space because they understand. Finally, they talked to somebody or they read the right article that explained that most likely if you're replacing hardwood floors, it's a moisture issue and the moisture's coming from your crawl space.
Right, yeah. And it's hardwood floors are relatively easy to put down, and the directions for them are relatively easy to follow. But as you said, the biggest problem is the moisture from underneath is the big problem that is with any kind of hardwood flooring at all. I mean,
yeah, the floors go down easy, and especially if you get some professionals. There's some really good hardwood floor professionals in our area,
sure,
that do really, really great work. But the problem is tearing them up.
Yeah.
That's not nearly as easy once they're glued down and nailed down, and now you got to go through there and get all of that stuff up and then create a surface that you can put new floors on. It's just it's a mess, and people, unfortunately, they're still doing it because they don't get the right information. And so my goal is to provide people with the right information so they can make educated decisions and really try to do what's best for their family.
Right. And all of that about the flooring that we just discussed is really a symptom of a problem with the crawl space foundation. It just needs to be,
yeah, it's absolutely humidity.
Yeah.
You know, if you walk in, and I catch myself doing it all the time, you know, there's a lot of older homes, you know, 100-year-old homes around Jackson,
right,
the Fondren area, Bellhaven, all of these areas with old homes that are all conventional foundations. And I can't help now but walk in, and I start noticing the buckling and cupping floors.
Right.
When you start seeing those waves and those ridges in the hardwood floors, it wasn't put down that way. It's not designed to do that. And
right,
the reason it's doing that is because that wood is absorbing moisture from the crawl space, and it's beginning to expand, and the only place it's got to go is up. And so that is an absolutely a moisture-related problem, and the moisture's coming straight from the crawl space.
I got to say, you've got to have some hardy people working for you, because crawling under a crawl space of a house that's like 100 years old, is certainly a challenge.
The crews that we have, I wish you could meet them, buddy. We have some of the most spectacular people that work at Mid-South Crawl Space. These guys are the hardest workers that you'll meet, man. They come in, they get it done. They are so good at what they do, and we've been doing encapsulations now for so long that it really is artwork for them. Like, they pride themselves in leaving a great, good-looking, encapsulated crawl space that it really is a beautiful picture. You should go on our website and look at some of our before and afters.
I have,
it's
yes.
It's incredible. Matter of fact, what they can do with a crawl space.
We have some in the air right now on our pictures. We're showing pictures of a crawl space that has not been treated, and then the work towards getting it up to a grade, up to level to where it should be. So we are reshooting. We're doing a slide. Matter of fact, there's a picture of the billboard that you're on.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, really. My Rotten Tomatoes won't quite reach you from here, but I would try. But at any rate, on top of making your home more healthy, making your family more healthy, and having a better place to live, you'll also be it'll be more energy efficient.
Definitely helps in energy costs. What we see, and obviously there's no guarantee with energy costs because there's so many variables out there.
Right.
But across the board and across our network with which my company is a part of, we see somewhere between 10 and 15, sometimes up as much as 20% savings in energy costs after encapsulations have been installed.
Wow. But like you said, there's a lot of factors involved. But taken care of, and if you're caulked up and you're pretty well sealed, encapsulation is going to solve an awful lot of problems energy-wise.
It's always going to save you something. I tell people all the time that there's a cost to do nothing. And the longer you wait, the more it's going to cost. You're losing money every day, especially if you have ductwork under your house. If your ductwork is in your crawl space, you are pumping cold air out into your neighborhood, trying to cool the neighborhood, and it's not working, and it's inefficient. There's no way that you don't have leaks in your ductwork if it's under your house. And I mean, if it's brand new and you had a really good HVAC contractor that came in and did great work, maybe so. But if you live in an old home and your ductwork has been underneath there for years, I guarantee you it's leaking. And you're pumping dollars out into your front yard that you'll never get back.
Yeah, that's a bet I'd take as well. A house that's 100 years old that has had the ductwork underneath the foundation in the crawl space area. One, when it was first put in, it certainly wasn't sealed to today's standards, and it wasn't sealed with the type of material they use today either. So breakdown is just almost guaranteed.
Yes. And on top of that, when you have ductwork, you're pumping, 45, 50 degree air through that ductwork, which creates a cold surface. Even if your ductwork is insulated, even if you've got fiberglass insulation wrap on it,
sure,
you can go down there right now and there's water dripping off your ductwork because it's condensating. You're creating a cold surface down there, and it's attracting moisture from outside through your vents in your crawl space. And they're collecting on your ductwork, which is going to drip off, which is going to then evaporate and go right through into your wood floors, causing rot, mildew, mold, that kind of stuff that is absolutely terrible for the foundation of your home.
Yeah, for sure. When you let's say you've looked at a crawl space or one of your crews looked at it and you've decided and the customer decided, yes, we're going to do this. How much time are we talking about to take a crawl space that is totally undone and needs some work done to it, including cleaning out underneath,
sure,
and then encapsulating the whole thing and making it correct, operating correctly with a dehumidifier and sump pump and all that?
Of course there's some variables that go into it. A 1,500 square foot home is not going to take nearly as long as a 5,000 square foot home. So depending on the size, depending on the severity of the clean out, as you can imagine, we go under houses all the time that it looks like a bomb exploded under there. There's bricks, there's debris, there's wood, there's junk and trash, and it takes time to clean all of that out. But on average, our guys are in and out in probably 2 days.
Wow.
It doesn't take long. Once we get there and get started, we'll have all the materials with us. If there's no major obstructions, there's something out of the ordinary.
Right.
I would say two and a half days is typically what we see on an average size encapsulation.
Wow. And of course, you would come out and talk to, or somebody would come out, somebody from your company, somebody who's experienced with the knowledge to know what needs to be done, would come out, make an appointment, and give an estimate.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have problems in your crawl space, you call our office. Our appointment center is there answering the phones, and they'll set an appointment with you, whatever's convenient with you and what availability that we have. Now, be patient with us. Like I said, this is our busy season.
Yeah.
We just hired 4 more outside salespeople and trained them, so that helped our calendar backlog extremely a lot. But we're still, it may be a couple of weeks before we can get there.
Yeah.
But be patient with us. But once we come, my people is going to crawl all the way up underneath your house. They're going to touch every corner. They're going to take pictures, measurements, gather all the information, come back, sit down with you in your living room or your kitchen, and go over everything that we found and build a system that's specific to your issues. There's no cookie-cutter encapsulation system. All crawl spaces are different, and we're not selling you stuff that you don't need,
right?
Just because it's part of a system, right? So we're going to specifically build a system for your house in your situation, and we'll be able to give you a price right then and there while we're there the same day.
Wow, that's amazing. That's good stuff, because a lot of people go, this day and I have to, and waiting for people to show up is not fun.
We pride ourselves in, that's one of the things that we do is, we talk a lot about it in my company, that we do what we say we're going to do. So if we tell you we're going to be there at 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning, we're going to call you 2 days ahead of time to confirm that appointment and make sure that nothing's changed on your end. And then we're going to call you again when we're 30 minutes away from your house and let you know that, hey, we're almost there. We're going to be right on time, just so that you'll be expecting us. So we try to communicate as much as we can to keep you informed and let you know what we're doing and what's going on.
Well, you and I both know that the success of a business depends on communication and the quality of the workmanship and how it's done, by whom it's done. And that's so important, and particularly the communication. That communication of letting people know that you're going to be there, when you're going to be there, and being on time. And something you said that's so important that I think is kind of lacking a little in many parts of this industry, if you will, and that is doing what you say you're going to do. I don't think that always takes place.
It doesn't always take place. And we, one of the slogans or mantras that we have around Mid-South Crawl Space is our goal is to redefine the industry.
Yeah.
The industry of contractors has gotten a bad name over the years, and we are working hard to change that perception. And we're not going to be your stereotype contractor. We're going above and beyond, and we take customer service very seriously. And you know what? We're human, and unfortunately, we don't get it right every single day. However, 9.9 times out of 10, you'll find that our customer service is second to none. We do show up when we say we're going to show up. We call back when we say we're going to call back, and we try very, very hard, and it's the expectation that I, as the owner of the company, set for my employees.
Yes.
Is that we will always do the next right thing. So whatever that looks like, and if that's calling you back, if that's sending the email, if that's returning the call, if that's showing up, if that's sending a manager to your house because there's been some confusion, whatever that looks like, we will always do the next right thing.
Yeah, the last thing you want is a customer going, what is going on now? I have no idea what they're doing. But you keep them well informed and keep them abreast of what's going on at the point of time through communication.
All the time. When we're on site, my crew foreman is out there, and they're checking in with you 2 or 3 times a day, let you know the progress of the job, what's going on, give you an opportunity to ask any questions. You can crawl around under the house with our guys if you'd like to. But when we finish up, before we leave, we're going to invite you to crawl under the house and nitpick. If you see anything that you don't like, we're there to fix it. And my guys are going to encourage you to be as critical and nitpicky as you can be, because we want to make sure that you're satisfied. We do a really good job, and our guys know exactly what they're doing. But if there's something that you don't like the way it looks, we'll change it.
We'll change it.
It's your house.
Hey, Josh, can you stick with us? We're going to take a short break, and I got a couple more questions I want to ask you yet.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi from the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. Be right back. Don't go away.
Mississippi, your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro, brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
If it's
the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. And it's hard to step on some of that stuff. It really is. My guest, Josh Quick with Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions. Josh, a couple of questions I have yet to ask you. I was just playing around this morning with I had a little bit of time, so I put on Facebook the first time for a long time. And there you are with a truck that you guys are getting ready. And it's something about concrete.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So we just bought our second concrete repair rig, and it's getting wrapped right now, and it'll be on the road hopefully within the next week or so. But we do a lot of concrete work, so anytime if you've got pool decks, sidewalks, driveways that are cracked, busted, uneven from settlement or whatever, we can come in. We pump polyurethane foam up underneath the concrete, lift it, level it, and then we can seal the cracks, we can seal the control joints. We've got products that we can actually seal the concrete itself to keep it from absorbing moisture. We've got concrete stains. If you want a colored patio to match your decor or something like that, we can stain your concrete and dress it up, make it look really nice.
Wow. I didn't know you had stained it as well. But people would be amazed that with just a little bit of care and maintenance, the driveway can always be in good condition. But if you let that thing go for a period of time at all, it can really become where it almost has to be replaced in order to be good again.
Gosh, and Buddy, I don't know if you've priced concrete lately, but it is ridiculous.
It'll hurt you.
Ridiculous to have concrete poured. So polyurethane foam is always a cheaper, less expensive option than busting the concrete out and re-pouring it. And
sure.
Rarely do we run across a situation where it's too broken for us to fix. Now, if you've got quarter-size pieces that's all cracked and busted that are, sizes you can pick up and throw, that's probably too small. But if it's as big as, say, a dish plate,
right,
it's sections about that size, there's a good chance that we can lift and level that with foam, and we can seal all of those cracks. We'll chase all the cracks out with a grinder so that we got a nice groove in there to put our sealer in.
Right.
And we'll seal those cracks and smooth them out, and, man, the finished product looks really good.
And the beauty of that is once your cracks are sealed, guess what's not going to happen? And I see this all the time because I walk my dog around in the neighborhood, and I see this in these concrete driveways. Between the cracks is all kinds of weeds and grass growing up, and people, that just doesn't look good.
Yeah, it doesn't. It looks terrible, and if you then you got to go around and get your Roundup and try to kill all the stuff. Let's just seal those cracks up. Yeah. And you're right. Once we can keep most of the time, the reason your concrete is settled and broken is because there's been a water intrusion. Right, you're getting water up underneath there through the cracks, through the control joints. And that water is washing the soil out from underneath your concrete.
Correct.
Well, then there's a hollow void, and it has nowhere to go but to fall. When you drive over it with your cars or trucks or whatever, that concrete's going to not hold up. It's going to crack and break and cave in. And so pumping foam up underneath it, we can give it a nice, good, substantial footing up underneath there so that you don't have to worry about it settling anymore.
Yeah. In my neighborhood, as I said, most of the driveways are concrete or whatever that poured or stone. Is whatever it is. It looks like concrete.
Sure.
But there are a lot of driveways, probably I can think of about a half a dozen right in the walk that I take my dog for, that have sections of concrete that are like where the control joints were that actually have the section has lifted itself, and it's like maybe even an inch up too high on one side, and the rest of the driveway is kind of okay. Well, folks, fix it. Fix it before it's too late. It's really a good idea to get after that.
Yeah, that's exactly what most of our calls are. A lot of times you see that in sidewalks.
Yeah.
And so now then it becomes a trip hazard. People are stumping their toe or falling or whatnot, and it becomes dangerous. And we can come in there, pump foam up underneath there, get those sections at the control joints nice and level again so you don't have those trip hazards.
Well, you guys just seem to really be getting more and more into whatever is involved in making home a better place to be, whether it be controlling the ground space or the crawl space foundation or working on the driveway or the sidewalk. You've just looked at a whole bunch of aspects that go into building a home and worked out ways to make them better. And it just seems like you guys are really in the process. You're always in the process of trying to improve.
We, when I started this business, I took over from Ricks and Simmons a little over 6 years ago.
Yeah.
We have expanded tremendously since then. And now we do any type of foundation repair. We do push piers, steel, helical piers on, if you have slab foundations, don't let the name Crawl Space Solutions fool you. We do any kind of foundation repair, whether it's slabs, conventionals. We do floor stabilization in underneath. If your floors are bouncy or sagging, we can stabilize your floors with steel beams and steel jacks up underneath. Any type of concrete, like we've already talked about. And another thing that people don't know is we do basement waterproofing. We're the only company around that does basement waterproofing. Now, we don't have many basements in Mississippi, but we are the only company around that that offers a system that will actually keep the water out of your basement.
Wow.
You don't have to excavate your yard and paint tar on the side of your wall.
Right.
That never works, and it's so expensive. And our system we install from the inside, it keeps the water out, and we can control it and do what we want to with it. So if you do have a basement, there's a really good chance it's leaking, and it's nasty and moldy and mildewy in there. And give us a call if that's a space that you want to try to use, because we can help with that too.
Yeah, I've had some questions on the air about that exact situation. Like you said, there's not a lot of true foundations here in this state, but there are some, and everybody who has one seems to have trouble with watering is not being moisture proof, and it needs to be sealed. So that's a good product offer. Before we get too far, how about getting some phone numbers out?
Yes, call us. Our office hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Our number is 601-898-0891. 601-898-0891. You can find our website, which is full of lots and lots of information, at mscrawlspace.com, MS like Mid-South, mscrawlspace.com, and of course, we're all over social media. Find any of our social media pages, and we keep those up to date with before and afters, things that's going on. There's always some kind of funny, goofy video on there that our my marketing manager, she's a genius, and she's always putting something crazy on there to keep people entertained. So you can find out lots of information on our social media pages as well.
Well, good. And it's great to have you on board, and it's great to have you as a sponsor for this program. I appreciate you guys so very much. Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, I promise, give them a call. You will not be sorry. And if you use that product and get anything and your house done by them, everything will be better in your home than it was before, because that's just the way they do business. Josh, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, buddy. Lance, y'all have a great weekend. I really appreciate what you guys do for us.
All right. You have a great day. Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, I do appreciate it. And on the screen right now, we're showing actually a buckled wood floor, which is a serious problem that is created by crawl space foundations not being encapsulated and allowing moisture up into the floor and creating a problem with the floor. All right. Short break coming up at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy. We're going to be here until 12 o'clock. But coming up, we've got a music segment on the way. Don't you go away. We'll be back in just a few right here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Buddy.
I was faking while you waited for change to come. I lied when I said I could.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm. From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Supertalk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Supertalk Mississippi News. Online at supertalk.fm.
Experience.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it. Whoa!
Right, you're always right. All right. Answering a quick text first, right here. This is Buddy Slowick at Supertalk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And a text came in before we get into the music from Mark in Gulfport and wanted to know if Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions did some work on the coast as well. Obviously, he's from the coast. And I called Josh right after you get off the air, and he and I had a conversation about that. And yes, they will go to the coast. They do work on the coast, and they'll be happy to go take a look at things and help any way they can. So I hope that answers your question, Mark, and I hope you got to hear it just as well. All right, music. Well, we're going to start with Elvin Bishop. Charlie Daniels has one of his lyrics says, Elvin Bishop sitting on a bale of hay. Ain't good looking, but he sure can play. And that's nothing but the truth. Elvin Bishop was a tremendous, tremendous guitar player. Was playing with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and was actually, he entered into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015 with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. And then he left them and went solo, and in 2016 was entered into the Blues Hall of Fame as a solo artist. But he's been around a lot, and the biggest song that Elvin Bishop ever had was Fooled Around and Fell in Love. And the lead singer on that was Mickey Thomas. And Mickey Thomas is a great voice, but he only stayed with them for, oh, I would say a few years. And then he went and joined Jefferson Starship, where he and Grace Slick sang a lot of the leads together. And that's where Mickey Thomas was. And then Elvin Bishop, of course, sang in his own type song and did a really good job. So we're going to listen to a little bit of Elvin Bishop do something kind of different, something we haven't probably heard a lot of, but I like it a lot. It's called Sure Feels Good, Elvin Bishop. Sure feels good, feeling good again. Great, great artist. Always enjoyed listening to everything that Elvin Bishop has ever been a part of. Well, doing a lot of looking around, a lot of digging around on the computer and whatnot, and trying to find out on YouTube and looking at different groups, I ran into this group called 21 Pilots. It's a duo, really, but they also have a band. And they're from, let's see, they're from Ohio, I believe. Yes, they're from Ohio. And they really, they're only the third rock act in history to have two concurrent hits on the Billboard 100, top 100 charts. The other two are Elvis and the Beatles. But 21 Pilots had two consecutive hits on Billboard's top 100 at one time. They really are pretty darn good. And they've won a Grammy for the best duo group performance available. So they're valid. They really know what's going on. Call 21 Pilots. This song is called Navigating.
I'm navigating. turn so cold.
Did a great job. Appreciate having them aboard. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about some reggae, and I think Bob Marley or the Wailers or something like that. And I'm going to let Lance kind of handle this because he's done a lot of research on that, and he seems to know an awful lot more about reggae and Bob Marley than I do. So, Lance, grab a hold, and let's hear what you have to say.
Well, I mean, Bob's just a great story.
Indeed.
Much history and drama. You had an amazing musician. A guy who absolutely adored nature.
Yeah.
Used nature, and I guess in many cases, a lot of the songs that he wrote about were struggles at the ground level. You know, you have Redemption Song and many others, which are talking about the struggles that a lot of folks, and especially the more poor side of the Jamaican population, were dealing with in the
right.
political unrest. And he always found that nonviolence, obviously, was the best way to deal with problems, and singing was his way. And so I chose the song Three Little Birds from the 1977 Exodus album. And one thing that it really grabbed my attention is, you know, he was shot and hit in the head with bullets.
Right.
So it was an assassination attempt. And before they released the Exodus album, and they were working on songs and at his home, and which was the studio as well, when several gunmen pulled up and just unloaded
wow.
and shot him. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, you know, and this was as he had returned home from the previous album. And the political climate in Jamaica, he became much of a very big leader, and not necessarily on purpose. So
right.
that was what drew a lot of attention to him, apparently,
sure.
and those that didn't like what he had to say or those that he were supporting decided it was best to try to shoot him. So in order to get away from that mess, they moved to England, where they created the album Exodus.
Wow.
Three Little Birds is a song on that album, and it really speaks to not necessarily just leaving Jamaica, but also freeing yourself from the chains that bind you at the ground level and be inspired to do something bigger. And he was inspired with those three little birds that just kind of flew by his window, and while he was sitting at home, he saw that, and he says, wow, you know, then maybe this will be a good song. And turned out to be a great song on the album that Time Magazine, I believe in 1999, said is the greatest album that has ever been created.
Wow.
So that Exodus album is really a strong album, and again, very well respected musically.
Isn't it amazing how the smallest thing can take a fertile mind and really a creative fertile mind and really make it something special.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I love this song because it does. It's just one of those that, you know, you can feel yourself being almost the chains that bind you, being freed if you just relax and allow those three little birds to be in your mind and float around a little bit. So we're going to play that one.
All right, that's right.
About it. this morning. Smile with the rising sun. Three little birds pitch by my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. Saying,
don't worry about nothing. I like it.
Well, and you know, the other thing, yeah, it's such great people that worked with him, and I'll finish on that with Peter Tosh, Junior Braithwaite, Bunny Wailer. I mean, just an amazing crew. And then it inspired so many acts beyond Bob Dylan and so many others that just, you know, really looked at Marley as an inspirational figure.
Yeah, a lot of artists really did.
And the guy said, no, I'm not getting treated for cancer, and chose to basically die from foot cancer than to go and be treated.
That's a shame. It's our loss, for sure. All right. Enjoy the music, Sam, very much. It was great. Next thing, I just want to step back a little bit. Actually, what happened, I'm going to tell you the story that goes along with this. I had my music list all together. I was about to send it to Lance. And just about as I was about to hit send, I said, no, I'm going to change the third song. And I changed the third song to this song. I decided to use the Trogs, which is an old group, which has been around probably 60s and 70s. Actually, and 64 is when they were started. And they're more like a garage band than last week we played some Neil Young and his garage band, and this is about the same. The Trogs were always like a garage band. They had many, many big hits. One we'll call Wild Thing that was covered by just about everybody in the world. But the Trogs did a song called Love Is All Around, and let's give a listen to Love Is All Around. So we listened to the Trogs. Thought they were great, and still enjoy listening to the Trogs from time to time, and very enjoyable. For our outtake today, we're going to do an artist called Robert Cray, and I'm sure a lot of you people have heard about Robert Cray. He's won many five Grammys, and he's been around a long, long time. And the last night that Stevie Ray Vaughan played with Jimmy Vaughan, they were playing somewhere in Minnesota, and that was Stevie Ray Vaughan's last gig was with Robert Cray. They played, and that night Stevie Ray Vaughan died in a helicopter crash. But it was such a shame. Robert Cray, let's listen to Smoking Gun.
Thank you. While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit BuildMississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. BuildMississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Back in the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. What is Build Mississippi? Well, I don't know. Let me tell you about them. Great organization is what Build Mississippi is. It's a growth of the Mississippi Construction Education Foundation, and their new label is Build Mississippi, which actually states so very much because their goal is to prepare any Mississippian that is willing to work with their hands or their minds to get involved in the industry that is going to be necessary in the future. This state is in such need of people to work with their minds and their hands and to really get involved in industry. And that's what Build Mississippi is all about. They have training facilities. They have a couple locations that do training. They also work with junior colleges and high schools and will help anybody, female, male, young, old, doesn't matter. You get in touch with Build Mississippi and see what they have to offer. Check out their website and see what they offer so very much. Build Mississippi, a great organization. We're going to get Brent Bean on here. It's summertime and they're busy right now, but we'll get on here in a little while and we'll talk about what Build Mississippi is all about and what they've got coming up. But great organization and proud to have them as sponsors of this here program. Does a great job, Build Mississippi. All right, looking around and also going to my kid's house and seeing things I've never not seen before. Well, I realized these existed, and I know they exist, but I didn't see one operating until I went to my daughter's house. They've got a patio door, a French, a 3-0 French door, which goes out onto their back patio. And it's always been in my mind, would it be great to be able to open that door and let some air, fresh air in, except there's no screen? Well, at the big box home centers nowadays, or just about any hardware store, you can get a fiberglass screen that is either magnetic or hooks on, or there's three or four different systems, but they start at about $20 and go on up to maybe $50. You know, to get a real good one, you might spend $60 or so. But even the $20 one is a great fiberglass screen that covers your entire door. It is has a split down the middle that actually has magnetic catches that hold it together. And for you to walk out, it is simply moves out of your way and snaps right back all by itself automatically. It's a screen that works exceptionally well on patio doors, and it's worth something looking into. So look for fiberglass screen doors on your computer when you go computer searching, and you will find them just about anywhere. Anybody that has screen doors of any type can have that type of door. And they also have double-wide screen doors that will work for like six-foot openings that have two doors that maybe would swing open. And they do have a screen door that will fit that unit as well. So there's a lot of things, a lot of different avenues you can go down to in order to have fresh air into your home. And a fiberglass screen is definitely one way to do that. Well, my interest has been piqued a little bit lately by 3D printing. They're now using 3D printers in different sizes to actually form houses that we can live in. And a 3D printer, all you have to do is program it, and that it is made where it shoots out a 5-inch wide stream of concrete, and it's layer on top of layer on top of layer. And it's a double wide wall, and it works extremely well in building a very structurally sound house. It's relatively new in it's coming on the industry right now. And it's part of what I believe that in the future we're going to see a whole lot of, and that's houses being built out of more structural material than they're being built out of today, where they can withstand more elements from Mother Nature. Because it seems as though we're going to have a lot more changes coming our way, and we're going to need to be prepared for that. Well, with either an ICF home, which I'm a big proponent of ICFs, that's insulated concrete forms, and they are basically like Legos, and you put rebar all throughout them, and you pour concrete in the center of them, and they actually can form the walls, sidewalls of your home, and do a wonderful, wonderful job in building sidewalls of your home, and make it very structurally sound. Well, I really believe that 3D printing is going to come close to this type of construction. With 3D printing, you can use any kind of interior sheetrock or anything you want on the inside. On the outside, I'm not quite sure on the finish. I think you can either toy with the way the concrete is formed, and you can stucco it, or you can do all sorts of things. But I'm not sure what sort of siding can be put on there. I'm going to do a little more research on that. But I'm very interested in this 3D printing. There are some houses being built. As a matter of fact, Habitat for Humanity has gotten involved with some houses in the northern part of the country, or in the central part of the country, where they're building 3D printed houses. And you say, well, how can that be? Well, it's amazing. Technology is an amazing thing, and it's something that we're more and more going to tap into as in the building industry or in the home industry as it goes on. And the more we learn, the better off things are going to be. Technology can help us in a great many ways and can really be useful to help to make things stronger and better and able to withstand. The beauty of building a house out of poured concrete is that it's fire resistant. It's insect resistant, so there's two problems already taken care of. It's much stronger than a regular stick-built house, so it can withstand much higher winds, and it won't, if it gets flooded, inside of the wall isn't going to get moldy and rotten and decay because it's concrete, and so it won't absorb moisture. And it just, the water drains, and all it needs to do is cleaned up and used again. Of course, the inside is going to be a mess, but that's something that's a lot easier than doing an entire house. So I'm very interested in 3D printing and concrete printing. It looks like a less expensive way to build a house, actually. People are saying, well, is it more expensive than a stick-built house? No, when somebody has all the material to do that with and the tools to build a 3D printed house, it becomes less expensive to build a house that way than it would be to stick build it. Plus, it's stronger, and it really, really, really does a good job in doing that. And it helps a great, great deal. So, all right. I like 3D printing. Looks great on houses. And again, check it out on the computer. You'll be happy you did. You'll see some of the things that I'm talking about. And you can see pictures of houses being built and houses being poured, and how they're actually being done. And it might be a little more timely than some people think, but it's a very, very valid way to do just things like that. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about oil stains in the garage floor or the carport floor. Oh, my word. How do we get rid of those oil stains? And sometimes we can have a garage that we're so proud of, but all of a sudden, your Harley Davidson leaks oil on it or something like that. Really, you have to get that oil up. Well, the best way to do that is put something on there that will absorb it. Of course, a lot of the garages have this absorbing material that they put on the garage floor that does the absorbing of oils and gases and whatnot and picks it all up. And we probably have some of that. If not, we can go get it at any auto place, floor sweep it's called. And we can also use something like just sprinkle some baking soda on there and let it absorb most of the oil as possible. And then sweep it up, totally sweep it up, and then kind of dampen the surface a little bit. Once the oil surface is dampened, then hit some Dawn or Simply Green or a degreaser type material on there and rub that in with a street broom as hard as you can. Rub it, rub, 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 and scrub it almost. And then you need to rinse it, just totally rinse it. And you may end up doing that a second time, but once you've done that with a degreaser, you're pretty much going to have that that area cleaned out, and it'll do a good job for you. Oil stains on driveways are unsightly, and it's nice to get rid of them and nice to have them go away. And that's just one way you can do it and get it done. Now, that leads us to what we've talked about before, epoxy-coated garage floors. Great product. I think it really is wonderful. I don't think it should be a do-it-yourself project. I really think an epoxy garage floor needs to be done by a professional crew with the proper equipment that has the diamond blades on their sanders, basically like a drum sander, but they can have that on there, and that diamond blade will actually cut little grooves in your concrete, not that you can see them, but little grooves so that epoxy has something more to grab onto. Plus, they'll have it totally degreased and ready for it. So I really do believe that using epoxy flooring on garages look great, but you have to do it correctly or it's not going to last. And most of the professional companies do a great job, and I've been threatening to have one on this show for a long time. Somehow I haven't gotten hold of them. I just haven't. I need to get going on and doing just that, and I will in the near future. Hey, take a minute and tell you about Atlas Foundation, best foundation company around. They do slab foundations, and we'll fix them like I'm talking about. If you've got a foundation problem, Atlas can fix it, and they work statewide. You can call them at 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino will come out and look at your slab foundation and tell you exactly what needs to be done to it. And then without huge trucks and men, 10,000 men working around there with shovels and picks and hoes and whatnot and trying to figure out a hole, two men, a pickup truck, and all the equipment they'll need, and they'll fix your foundation the way it should be to last. Not something that's going to be short-lived and only last a little while, but something that will last a long, long time. Tony Arpino is a physical engineer. He understands the soils in Mississippi and will be happy to come look at your foundation. You call him 1-800-256-1010. Tony Arpino. Atlas Foundation does a great job in doing just on foundations, and be happy to do just that for you as well. All right. Rock and Roll Handy Man Show, C Spire text line. Been kind of quiet. 601-879-4395. A couple of comments on the music segment, but we'll talk about those in a little while. Right now, we're not going to get to them, but we will. I guess Josh and I talked about this a little bit, and that's walking around my neighborhood. I see a lot of grass growing in the expansion joints of driveways and also in little cracks and driveways of grass and weed, and almost all of the driveways have that except mine and maybe one down the street. How I get rid of mine, I just wait till a hot day and the sun's shining, then go spray them with white vinegar. One spray of white vinegar and all the weeds will just die. It may take a second day to do that if it's really bad, but that will definitely do it. White vinegar works as well as Roundup or a lot of those weed killers. Works very well. White vinegar is not harmful. It won't hurt anything except the weeds and the grass growing between your concrete. So it's a good product to use. And it's a good product to have around the house because it does so much in helping anybody that lives in a home, whether it be keeping their drains between the white vinegar and the baking soda. That will keep your drains cleaned. It will also works in getting rid of tea and coffee stains off of your coffee cups. Works very, very well. White vinegar is just a good thing to have, and it's something that almost every household should have a bottle of sitting around sometime or other. White vinegar is good stuff. It really is. Check it out. Matter of fact, well, I've got some at home. I was going to say, I've got to go to the store. I'm going to buy some today. Nope. I got some at home. I just remembered. I thought I was out of it. I'm not. But white vinegar works extremely well. Well, we've got a short break coming up. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy. And be back in a few minutes. Don't you go away. I want to hear what you have to say and what might be going on. So we're right here at the Bill Mississippi Studios. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Are you ready? Geyser Falls is now open daily and guaranteed to make this your most action-packed summer ever. Splash, slide, and ride your way through the South's most exhilarating water theme park. It's nonstop fun for all ages. Get season passes online at geyserfalls.com or bring a Pepsi can to receive $2 off daily ticket price at the gate. Summer is always cool at Geyser Falls Water Park.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money? And a lot of businesses are losing opportunities to get new customers if they aren't online. With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referrals and repeat business. The highly trained and trusted team at STMM Digital is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
That's some Mississippi people.
Yeah, Otha Turner. And, you know, he would make the flutes out of wood and cane that he grew. And that's Luther Dickinson playing the guitar from North Mississippi All-Stars. Yeah. Two dudes just sitting there cutting it up.
Cutting it up and having a great old time. We got to see them both out at the... At the Bobby Rush did some show out at the...
You got to see Otha's granddaughter.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I love the... And, again, I'll always... The opening, well, the fight scene from Gangs of New York,
right?
That where the flute's playing, and that's Otha Turner.
Wow.
I'm trying to remember what they call that song, but it's a version of what we just heard. I've got about 8 cuts of that because I just love it. But yeah, it's great. He's such a talented person that not with us anymore, I don't think, but yeah. You know, the granddaughter is, and she's carrying on the tradition of the using the flute and making their own.
Making them out of just about whatever exists.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, so, you know, that's really how the guitar got started, too, is people started making stringed instruments out of just whatever. And some of them are still playing cigar box guitars. Who is it? Samantha Fish is still playing her guitar box guitar and blues, and it sounds great. And so does the North.
Super Chicken from Clarksdale, Mississippi. He was the pioneer.
Yeah.
Of the cigar box.
He sure was.
Guitar, and he can tear them up and grab another one and play it up.
Luther and his brother in the North Mississippi All-Stars play a guitar box also. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see people playing
it. Kind of I like that creativity, and it kind of goes to the handyman side of things where, you know, you get something in your head and you want to do it. And it may not be perfect out of the gate. I can assure you the first flute, Otha Turner, whittled down out of some cane or wood. It was probably not perfect.
Really?
And it was trial and error. And, you know, cigar box guitars, I doubt the first one sounded good.
Yeah, they play it. They play it, and people went, you know, I can do better than this. And then the second one, same thing. I can do better than this.
When the string and bow,
yeah.
Where you know, they basically had a hook on a string, was hanging from that hook off the front door or hanging down, and they'd tighten it. And you would play one string. And I sent you a guy that I'm fascinated with. He's a Jamaican. His name is Brushy One String.
Yeah.
And Brushy plays a basic guitar.
Right.
With one string.
Right.
And he's something else.
Yeah.
You know, people come from all over when they go to Jamaica to just go out to where he is and watch him play with one string. And the creativity off of one string. You know, that's that old string and bow mindset.
Who is that bass player? Robert from New York. He has a four-string bass, but he has a five-string bass, and one of them is a string that he added himself that is also adjustable. And he plays bass on his bass, but he plays the melody on that other string, and he does his changing amazing.
As he's going.
Just amazing stuff. It's just amazing to watch.
And watching, and you know, I hate to digress, but we were talking about Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimmy Ray Vaughan. I'm kidding, but Stevie Ray. And watching him, you know, just shredding a guitar and plucking strings, and they're breaking, like, you know, brittle hair.
Yeah.
And he just grabs another guitar and just keeps on going.
But big deal, no.
Yeah, no big deal. No, I've done this before. I do this all day long. The pile of guitar strings. I wonder what kind of use we could come up with for a broken guitar string.
I bet his tech has a garbage can full of them.
or he's figured something out. You know, like, do something with this. Make a screen door out of all the ones that he's broken, I'm sure.
Sell them back to whoever. All right. Handyman stuff. We're going to get back on and do some handyman stuff, but we're getting in trouble for doing all kinds of weird stuff. Now, well, I got in trouble. common sense security is just common sense is what really the bottom line. Security is something we all want to have. And with today's technology, home security is like exceptionally good. I mean, you can really check out what's going on in your house anywhere in the world with your smartphone due to today's technology. But not everybody can afford that type of technology. But they need to live in a secure home. So how do you do that inexpensively and yet still have security? Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to make sure all your darn windows are locked and all your locks are working properly. Once that's accomplished, you know that certain part of it is taken care of. And that should be checked every night, make sure the windows are locked. Then your doors. They're held together by a key lock, which is your doorknob, and then a deadbolt, which has a long striker bolt on it, which goes deep into your door frame and holds it a little stronger. Well, the best thing to do is, where this deadbolt goes through a striker plate, there's like 3/4-inch screws holding that striker plate to the door frame. Remove one of those screws and replace it with a 3-inch screw that goes all the way through the door frame. Through the striker plate, through the door frame, and into some studs in the wall. And then do the same with the bottom screw, or the second screw on the striker plate. And you may end up pre-drilling for these long screws because sometimes the wood inside of a house can get very hard and very hard. A screw won't necessarily work in them really well without being pre-drilled. And then you'd go and on the other side of your door, if it's a 6-8 door, there are three door butts or door hinges on them that have multiple screws on them. Well, you want to take one screw out of each door hinge that is on the frame side of the door and replace it with a 3-inch screw so that the door hinges not only attach to the frame but also attach to the house. This will give your door so much more security, just more than double the security that you have initially. Somebody can really try to pound on that door, and they're going to have a hard time breaking into that house by pounding on that door. They may pound on it once or twice and say, it's not worth it. Just go somewhere where they can get in a lot easier. Another thing that's very important in home security is lighting. And, of course, there's just nothing more important than having motion detector lighting on the corners of your house that can detect anything that moves, and you can adjust the sensibility on them or the sensitivity on them as to how well they can detect something or not. Whether it's a car going by and the light comes on, well, the sensitivity is too high. You need to turn down a little bit so that car can go by without the light turning on. But if somebody walks in your yard and goes under that light, the light's going to turn on, and they're going to go, I'm not staying here, no way. Another thing that's important, once you have good lighting in around your house, that is in itself a great sense of security. Also, you shouldn't have bushes and hedges or anything growing up above your window frames where you cannot see outside. It's always good to be able to see outside, and you don't want somebody being able to hide behind those bushes and sneak a peek inside your home. That's something that we definitely don't want to do. So that's just some of the things we can just to help make our home more secure. And always, whether you're at home or you're shopping or you're going to your car in a shopping lot, be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of, what's behind that car, what's under that car, or same around the house. Just be more aware of what is around your person, what is around you, what is in my area. I want to be I don't need to trip on something, so I'm going to step over it. Well, it's the same sort of thing. You're aware that it was there, and you didn't trip over it, you stepped over it. Had you not been aware, you'd fall flat on your face. So awareness helps a great deal in a lot of things, in a lot of areas, and I hope you try that out. Rock and Roll Handyman Show every Saturday, 10 to 12 on Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick, and I'll talk to you next week. I hope you have a great weekend. Talk to you later.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Are customers able to find you online? With the power of STMM Digital, you can reach potential customers and get more referral and repeat business. STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, where the news comes first. With live updates from Super Talk Mississippi News and Fox News every hour. Available on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
You believe this guy?
Who is this guy?
It's Gerard Gibbert. Weekdays, 10 till 1 on Super Talk Mississippi.
I like this guy.
Also on the Super Talk app and at supertalk.fm.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick, the owner of Mid-South Crawl Space Solutions, formerly known as Clean Space of Central Mississippi. Our name may have changed, but our expertise remains. An unhealthy crawl space can invite mold, bugs, and buckling floors. This affects not only your crawl space, but compromises the health of your entire home. Our Clean Space system will transform your crawl space into a dry, healthy, clean environment that will save you energy and money. No more moisture, no more mold, no more smells. Still doing free estimates at mscrawlspace.com.
The doctor.
A
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.